I'm here in the brand new Skeno Centre. It's only opened a couple of weeks, and I'm standing beside Veronica Morris. And you're comparing this morning, which is TEDx Belfast Women.
That's right.
Tell us why you wanted to organise an event like this.
Okay. Well, there was a call put out on Facebook by Davy Sims, who organises the TEDx Belfast events, and a group of women came together. There were about 23 of us, and ending up with about 18 active members of our committee. We're all pretty passionate about TED. We love everything about it, and the opportunity to be involved with TEDx Belfast Women was hard to resist for all of us.
So you've put together a programme. You've got about 13 women doing kind of 7 to 10 minute slots today.
Yeah.
You've got musical interludes, you've got goodie bags, you've got food, you've even got comedy in the middle. What are you trying to achieve? What's the...
Well, Alan, our aim when we set out was to create an event that was going to be inspiring to the audience and to allow people to sit back and relax and to hear some interesting stories about how women are shaping their communities in Northern Ireland and how they are using the skills that they have to change the face of what is commonly seen in Northern Ireland and what is put out to the world. It's part of a larger event taking place in the US, the TEDx Women event in Washington, and we're one of a number of satellite events taking place across the world. We are independently organised, which meant we were able to sort of guide the direction of the event today. We have 13 women, but the fact that they are women is quite incidental because the stories that they have are universal and cross-gender. So we are very excited about today, and we have a full house, and hopefully people go away with a bit of Christmas spirit and feeling inspired and ready to go and explore their own passion, whatever that might be.
And you're expecting some men in the audience too?
Absolutely, it's a mixed audience. It's not only for women, it just happens to be there's women speakers on the stage.
And people will be able to, in a few weeks' time, should be able to see the videos online?
That's right, it'll be posted on the TEDx channel on YouTube, and we also have a Facebook site, and we also tweet quite regularly, and it'll be promoted on that over the next few weeks.
Over the course of today, what are you looking forward to? I know you can't have favourites, but what are some of the things that?
Well, I'm
really waiting to hear?
Very excited about all of our speakers. I have to say there are a couple that could actually end up being TED Talks on the main TED. They're that exciting, and you know all of them underlying each. Talk is this sense of living your passion, living your purpose, and you know, being inspired in the work that you're doing every day. The other sort of thing that has struck me about our speakers is that this whole idea of entrepreneurial thinking. Half of our speakers are entrepreneurs themselves and own their own businesses, but the other, you know, as a group, they are all, you know, bringing entrepreneurial thinking into their everyday work, and that's what Northern Ireland, that's what the same Northern Ireland needs in terms of innovation and creativity and to help us to thrive and to survive in the economic climate we're in now. So that is really what I'm looking forward to, is seeing as a group what kind of energy we're going to create.
So spreading some ideas,
getting people thinking, but mostly to inspire people to look at their own passion. What do they do in their life that allows them to live with purpose? And that's certainly what I'm most looking forward to, as well as just, you know, kicking back before Christmas rush starts and having a bit of fun.
Hope the day goes well.
Thank you, Alan.
So I wandered across the room and found Judith Hill, who's probably a voice that people might know from U105 Radio or from The Late News on UTV, but you're also involved in various other things. Tell us a little about, give us a little sneak peek preview of what you're going to be talking about this afternoon.
Okay, so today I've been asked to talk about a project called Talent and Colour, which I head up and has been going for about 5 years now, and Talent and Colour is really just a dream for Belfast, actually, that I guess we're so used to our press image around the world being of a place known for its troubles, and I guess Talent and Colour aims to spotlight some of the positive community projects or stories that are happening in communities across Northern Ireland, with the vision that one day people would look to Belfast and know it as a city of hope. So today I'm just talking about the journey of that, where the idea came from and how we put together storytelling gigs and write stories for online and just try to get the message out there that there's another side to Belfast life.
What are some of the stories that actually recently have you been able to kind of spotlight?
I suppose this building we're sitting in, actually,
yeah.
Skeinos in East Belfast, is a complete Tell It in Colour story.
So we should probably tell people it's on the upper, it's in the Newton Arch Road. Mm-hmm. It's where EBM, East Belfast Mission Methodist kind of church used to be. And there's still a church in at the back, which is where
yes.
we're sitting, but actually there's all kinds of other units and things around it now. There's coffee shops, there's furniture showrooms, there's all kinds of things.
There's all sorts of things happening. It's just such a creative building, and Glenn Jordan, who heads up the project, is speaking today, so I'll be really interested to hear that. But basically the idea is really of casting a new vision for East Belfast and just a place of urban regeneration. So Talent and Colour is all about backing projects like that and saying, yeah, that's a really good thing. You know, we want to stand with you in that. We want to spotlight what you're doing and promote the good that you're working in the community.
So lastly, I mean, what else are you looking forward to today? You're in the audience as well as up on the stage this afternoon.
I know I'm left quite close to the end, which is making me slightly nervous. But no, really excited. I love the whole TED concept, and I've listened to watched a lot of the talks online, and I just love that idea of, you know, these ideas that are worth spreading. So I'm excited that it's come to Northern Ireland and that people here definitely have ideas worth spreading, and it's just great to give a platform to women who are involved in creative industries.
Did you ever imagine that you might be doing a TED talk?
No, absolutely not. I love them so much, and I do have my favourites that I go back to just for a wee bit of inspiration.
But you'll be on the website. Your video will be there with the rest to find.
That is a little unnerving, actually, but no, it's a great opportunity, and I love talking about Talent and Colour, and I love talking about Belfast and storytelling. So it's a great opportunity for me. So really looking forward to the day.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you very much.
So I've caught up with another of the speakers today, Prof Sue Christie from Northern Ireland Environment Link. You have an idea to share too.
What I'd like to talk about today is the difference between price and value. We put a price on everything, but we don't actually value many of the things that are difficult to put a price on. So what I would like to promote is the idea that we actually put a price, be it a poor proxy of what the real price is, on the environment, on nature, on the planet itself, because we're rapidly going in the wrong direction. We're rapidly meeting environmental limits simply because we don't have a proper price on what we're doing.
Do you think that's going to be quite challenging for the audience to work their way through that? They're unlikely to see it that way until you tell them?
This is the problem globally. We are actually, we're heading towards a cliff. We don't realize we're going to a cliff. We've been going with a rapid pursuit of price, pursuit of goods, pursuit of consumer culture, pursuit of everything based on essentially very cheap or even free energy and very cheap food. We are now reaching the end of that. We're reaching the end of cheap energy, and that will mean that we will be reaching the end of cheap food. It will make a massive change in our lives. It could make a much better way to live, mm-hmm. a much more caring way to live, but if we just keep going the way we are heading towards a little bit of a disaster, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, you're on this afternoon, so you've got quite a lot of stuff to get through before then. All the best for your 7 or 10 minutes, and hope goes well.
Okay, thanks.
So lastly, I've got Prof Deirdre Heenan. You've made it all the way down from Derry.
I have indeed.
To Belfast. You found Skenos on the New Ards Road.
I did eventually.
Tell us about TED. You've come across TED before. Are you excited to be part of it today?
I have indeed. It's something that we would refer the students to quite often because we have creative arts students in the McGee campus, which mm-hmm. I'd be very involved in. And I think the TED Talks are excellent because they're short, they're engaging, and very often the students come away with a message. We were very lucky to have Ken Robinson last year on the campus, and I know that his TED Talk is one of the most watched, and mm-hmm. very often I would watch it time and time again because it is very amusing, but yet it's very human, and he sells a message that we are trying to sell about the importance of creativity.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the first speakers up this morning. Do you know what you're going to say yet?
No, I don't, actually. And in many ways, you think, oh, you put the date in your diary and you think, of course I'll do this. But as the time draws closer, you suddenly start to think, well, what am I going to say? What are the audience going to expect? Am I going to be patronising, boring? How am I going to be engaging? So to be honest, I have a lot of thoughts running around in my head and haven't quite decided what order they're going to come out in yet.
So what kind of subject are you going to take, though? What's your idea to share?
Well, I suppose people would expect that a professor has something to tell them, some sort of life experience or some reflection. And really what I wanted to say is at this stage in my life, I have a few things that I firmly believe in. For example, the importance of optimism and having an optimistic outlook and seeing the positive in things, being confident, which is very linked to that, but also finding a passion, something that you truly believe in, and pursuing that passion. Now, I'm not saying for one moment that that's an easy path, mm-hmm. but I think it's very important to find your talent and follow it and pursue it, and in my case, pursue it relentlessly.
Okay, well, all the best, and I hope you get your thoughts together over the next half hour, and then you're up.
I am.
And if people want to see and hear what you've said, they'll be able to go to the TEDx stuff on YouTube or TEDxBelfastWomen.com, and they should be able to see it in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, great.
All the best.
Thank you.